In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The words you just heard from John chapter 6, Jesus says, "Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ has words to us today about food that endures to eternal life. The saying is true, you are what you eat. Remember when your mother said that to you? You are what you eat. What you eat physically affects the health of your body. So your mother said, eat 3 good meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and supper, or dinner. Have a well-balanced meal with vegetables and meat and fruit and bread. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. Most of us are watching the Olympics this past week and this next week. And you notice that the swimmers, the gymnasts, the runners, the people in track and field are very careful in the food they take into their bodies. The right mixture of carbs and protein and electrolytes so that the food they take can help them in their athletic pursuits. It is also true that we are what we eat when it comes to our soul's health as well. The reason God has provided for you all of your life, your parents, your grandparents, your pastors, your teachers, your Sunday school teachers, is He was using them to feed you the Word of God. Your pastor who baptized you, who announces absolution and distributes Holy Communion, is giving you your daily food of the Word of God, the bread of life. Indeed, it's true when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, we're not just saying the bread for my stomach, but also the bread for my soul. And that is what Jesus is saying He wants today to give to you. You are what you eat. So eat the food that endures to eternal life. If you're like me, if you eat junk food, afterwards you feel junky. When you eat healthy food afterwards, you feel healthy. The same thing is true of our spiritual lives. If we take in junk, it will affect us with junk from this world that seeps into our souls. But if we want spiritual health, we take in the bread of heaven, the Word of God, and then we have a food that endures to eternal life. Now, here is the context of this text that I mentioned to the children this morning. The last 3 weeks, you've heard the lessons, first of all, of Jesus with all the crowds upon the grass with nothing to eat, taking five loaves of bread and 2 fish, and feeding 5,000 people in the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. He said, I am that bread of life. Then after that event, Jesus would walk on the water in the middle of the night because the crowd was then dismissed. His disciples went to the beach and there was one boat. And the disciples got on the boat. Jesus sent them across the lake and He went up to the mountainside to pray. The next morning, the people are looking for Jesus. They're looking for more bread for their stomachs. They haven't understood yet that Jesus is the bread from heaven. So they get into their boats and cross from the western shore, which was Tiberias, up to the northern shore, which is Capernaum, in their own boats, looking for Jesus. And this is the context for our text today. And what we're going to learn is that Jesus is the bread of life. He gives life to the world by giving you 3 different types of food. He gives you food or bread that endures. He gives you food or bread from heaven. And he gives you food and bread of life. So let's first of all look at the bread or the food Jesus gives us. He gives us a food that endures. It lasts. Back to the story. When they get to the shore, they find Jesus and they say, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Now, there is some humor here in this text. You see, only the disciples experienced him walking across the sea in the middle of the night, calming the waves and then taking them to the other side. The crowds had not seen this. So they're scratching their heads because they knew yesterday it was only the disciples in the boat. How did Jesus get across the lake? He wasn't in the boat with them. Well, we know how. He had walked across the water. They didn't know that. So Jesus says to the crowd, "You're seeking me because of the bread and loaves, not because of the bread of life that I'm come to give. You are looking for the food that perishes, and you labor for it. But I have come to give you the sign from God. I come to give you a food that endures to eternal life. I am the Son of Man. I will give this to you because God the Father has set his seal on me." He knew that the people wanted the food that perishes so they wouldn't have to go to work every day and grow the wheat and bake the bread. They wanted Jesus to be an earthly bread king to feed their stomachs. But Jesus comes to give us a food that endures forever. What about you and me? What is the food that perishes? What is the food that endures? So many of the things for which we dedicate our lives is actually food that perishes. This all-consuming desire for more money, more possessions, more worldly entertainment, more diversions, a disinterest in the Word of God, and our time consumed with work, with hobbies, with our leisure pursuits, forgetting and having disinterest in the Word of God, and we realize that this is all food that perishes. So often, this is brought to mind to us when a brother or sister in Christ in the congregation dies, and you were talking to them a week ago, and then you show up for the funeral, and in the narthex there's a casket, and their body is in the casket. And for a brief moment, because you took time off of work, you look and realize one day that will be me. And all the things, even the clothing that I wear, will have no use for me. I want a food that endures, not merely food that perishes. And the food that endures, so that when you die, you do have everlasting life, is the Word of God that you hear read at the lectern every Sunday, the water and word that touched you at that font in holy baptism, Christ's body and blood as you receive it here at this altar for the forgiveness of sins, and the Word of God which you can study at home. This is the food that endures forever. Dedicate your life not to the things that perish, but to the food that endures, the Word of Christ in Holy Scripture. May he give you that food that endures. Secondly, Jesus gives us food from heaven. The congregate conversation now continues with the crowd, and so they say to Jesus, "Okay, well then what is it to do the works of God?" And Jesus says, "This is the work of God, to believe in the one whom he sent. The signs, the works that I do, are there as a sign that you might believe." Food from heaven. Now, the Jews knew a little bit about this, didn't they? You know the Old Testament lesson this morning, and Jesus refers to the manna in the wilderness. The Israelites, when they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, knew about bread from heaven in a sense. because God provided this manna. It was like a white frost on the ground. You could gather it into cakes and bake it like bread. And he gave this to them. It was a gift from God from heaven. They didn't grow the wheat. It was just there for them to gather. They had grumbled against God by grumbling against Moses and Aaron. So God says, I'll give you bread. I will give you this manna for you to eat in the wilderness. Bread from heaven, however, is much more than manna. The Father gives you the true bread from heaven, the bread of God who comes down from heaven. And Jesus is switching from manna on the ground to himself, standing there on the ground before them. Jesus is truly bread from heaven to earth. When Christ was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, heaven now touched earth. As St. Paul said in the epistle lesson today, the Jesus who lived and died, was buried, descended into hell, and rose from the dead, ascended, and now fills the universe with his presence. This is the Christ Jesus who is the bread from heaven, the reason we have the unity of the Spirit in our one Lord Jesus Christ through God the Father. Is in that bread from heaven we have bread of life, because he took our sins upon himself. He bore them in his body on the cross, and when he rose from the dead for our justification, God accounts his righteousness to us. His righteousness covers our unrighteousness. His holiness covers our unholiness. And we are declared holy and without blemish through faith in the name of Christ Jesus, clothed in his righteousness, because he is literally the bread from heaven who came to earth. So rejoice this week that you have food that endures. In Jesus, you have the food of heaven. And lastly, rejoice, you have the food of life. The conversation continues. The people still don't quite get it. Well, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus says then these amazing words which have rung through history for 2,000 years. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus is saying, my friends, don't you get it? I'm not talking about the manna on the ground anymore. I'm not talking about the loaves of bread you got on the grass yesterday. I'm talking about me. I am the bread of life. When Jesus says, I am, in the Gospel of John, when he's quoted in that way, he's recalling the I am who I am, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush. I am God, along with the Father and the Spirit, and I am the Son of God who comes to give you a bread of life so you'll never hunger again. When you repent of your sins, when you by faith are satisfied with the forgiveness that is found in Jesus for all of your sins, then you have life. And you don't have a spiritual hunger anymore. You have been satisfied. When you believe in Jesus, the bread of life, and have faith in his righteousness for you, you will never thirst again. You have the water of life. Your thirst has been quenched. As surely as I drink this water and it quenches my thirst, you believe in Jesus, the food of life, and you also are satisfied, and your thirst is quenched. That is why Paul said that we who are in the body of Christ, we're built up in our holy faith. You think of how God has worked. He sent the apostles and the prophets and evangelists, the pastors and teachers. We have the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the fullness of Christ. We can speak the truth in love. We can grow up into Christ, who is the head of the church. All of us in the body of Christ working together, equipped to build one another up in love. Because we have that food of life. In conclusion, Jesus is the Son of God. God put his stamp of approval on Jesus. The work of God is to believe in the one whom he sent, who died, who rose, ascended, and will return in glory. He is our righteousness. He is our justification. And you know, Jesus coming from heaven to earth shows that he isn't far away from you. Heaven touched you when water and word touched you in holy baptism. Heaven touches you when you receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine. Heaven touches you when you hear the words of absolution that your sins are forgiven. Heaven isn't far away. It's as close as that water and bread and wine, as close as the word that you hear and read. Heaven is right there with you in the word of Christ. You know, there's a reason why we've dedicated so much time and energy for all these years to the work here in our church, because many of you serve on the various boards of our congregation and help with the teens and LYF and Sunday school and the choir and LWML. We have this community block party at the end of September. The reason we're doing this is we want our friends and neighbors to have the bread of life. The reason we have our school and our preschool and our sunshine camp is so that these children who don't know, many of them, about Jesus, the bread of life, can experience Jesus, the bread of life. The reason why we've had 23 vicars dedicate ourselves to campus ministry and teaching international students through English as a second language is we want these people who've come from other countries to also have Jesus, the bread of life. What a fantastic challenge and opportunity we have in this congregation as one family in our church, school, and campus ministry to walk in a manner worthy of our calling with humility, with gentleness, patience, bearing with one another in love, maintaining the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace as we bring to our world the food that endures, the food of heaven, and the food of life. Rejoice as we take in and share with others this day the food that endures to eternal life in Jesus, the bread of life. God grant this will be real in our lives. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen. Thank you.